Welcome to the Pastor's Inbox on the Man of God Network, brought to you by Covenant Baptist Theological Seminary. We continue to answer a number of questions submitted to the inbox by one questioner. This is the fourth of such episodes. Feel free to listen to the last three conversations if you want to listen to some subjects related to Christian living. In this conversation, though, we have a very applicable topic as we consider dressing modestly. So this will be part one of part two episodes on dressing modestly. And in this first episode, we simply want to ask, what does it mean to dress modestly?
And a number of our more common and certainly reliable translations in the New Testament, the word modest is found only once. Now, the New King James Version, it does have it twice. It renders a word in 1 Corinthians 12:23, modest, but the idea of that word is well-fashioned or presentable. But the only other context in which our English word modest is found is 1 Timothy 2:9. It's interesting that in that text, the different translations, they don't always translate the same word, modest. Two different words are translated that way. So, for instance, in the New King James Version, which is not unlike the AV, the King James, women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety and moderation, whereas the New American Standard, they adorn themselves with proper clothing, then modestly and discreetly. Different word is there, so translated modest. That's also the case in the ESV, and adorn themselves in respectable apparel with modesty and self-control. Now, can I say at the outset, to me it's noteworthy that the word modest is found so seldom in Scripture. In other words, it's not so central as some make it. Yet to hear some people speak, you'd almost think that this is the major theme in Scripture, that this is the most vital thing out there. Well, that's not reflected by this word and how seldom it is used. In New Testament times, this word didn't have to do with how much flesh was being exposed. When Paul wrote there in 1 Timothy 2, he's not concerned about the women wearing shorts or sleeveless tank tops or certainly bikinis. That in the New King James is translated modest. It really has to do with well-arranged or ordered. It's actually from the word adorn. Earlier in that verse, the women are to adorn themselves. Well, this is related, that's the same family word. So let's be clear to understand that when it's talking about modest apparel, that's not the opposite of adorning. In fact, it's the same word that's used over in Titus 2:10 about slaves are to adorn, to make beautiful the doctrine of God, our Savior. Well, that's the idea of adorn. So women with their adorning, and it's to be well-ordered, becoming apparel. To quote commentator William Hendrickson, they should adorn themselves with adorning attire. The word for modesty in the New American Standard, the English Standard Version, it's translated propriety in the New King James. Same word is translated reverence over in Hebrews 12:28. And I think the idea behind it is kind of a reluctance or a shrinking from going beyond due bounds. In other words, a concern for what is proper. You could think of it in terms of respectable. And certainly, in keeping with what Paul goes on to say in verse 10 of 1 Timothy 2, in keeping with that godliness, that reverence toward God. So that's modest. Paul follows that word with a word meaning good sense. New King James translates it moderation, New American translates it discreetly, but it's literally, it means soundness of mind. Good sense, having due regard for what's proper, what is fitting, and then having sense enough to dress accordingly in keeping with that. Now, obviously, the words here will include not showing more flesh than should be seen in public. That's a given. But that's not the main burden of the words that are translated modest and modestly, and also the words that are joined to them there in that particular verse. The emphasis is more on that which is well-ordered, respectable, and suited to what one is about, and therefore the idea of good sense, of soundness of mind. Let me illustrate with this. If I show up on the Lord's Day wearing a 1970s leisure suit, Joe, you're old enough to know what a leisure suit was. Austin, sorry, you've not had the joy of seeing those unless it's in old pictures. But if I show up today, right, or on the Lord's Day in this era, wearing a 1970s leisure suit, is that good sense? Well, in that sense, that doesn't fit with the word that's translated modest. If a woman shows up just kind of thrown together, it looks like, you know, she just went rolling and tumbling in her closet and whatever stuck she wore that day, and it's all rumpled and so forth, and she's not having any regard for what is orderly and suitable to the occasion. Is that good sense? Well, see, that too is not in keeping with the idea there of those words that are used in connection with modest. The language does not regulate particulars. It gives more emphasis to the mindset. That's what Paul is actually addressing there. In fact, the real burden in 1 Timothy 2 is not to adorn or to dress in a way as to draw attention to oneself. The context he's talking about is corporate gatherings for prayer. The language in 1 Timothy 2:9-10, in like manner, also, that the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with propriety, moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Well, as I say, Paul's saying, when you come to prayer, remember, he's just addressed the men in verse 8, and how men are to come leaving off their distractions and sins. You know how they've got all this testosterone, and they're ready to fight and squabble and cause all kinds of disunity and issues. And so, men, leave all that scrapping and fighting and your testosterone stuff aside in order to focus on seeking God. You leave those sins, those distractions common to you alone. And then he says, in like manner, you ladies are to leave off those distractions and sins which are common to your gender, that to which you are prone, over-attention to having the attention of others, ostentation. Dressing, wearing things in the hair or whatever, in a way so as to be noticed by men, but to be noticed by maybe the women, others. So Paul is saying by these words, adorn not in a way to draw attention to yourself, as if that's the aim, especially when they come together for corporate prayer. That does not mean to come unadorned. That does not mean, well, you can't have any concern about being attractive and becoming and well-ordered. No, the language shows you are to be well-ordered, etc. Mm-hmm. But it does mean not trying to catch the eye, not aiming for attention by apparel or by appearance. In fact, for ladies, in keeping especially with 1 Peter 3, 3 and 4, about more concern about God's attention and God's regard than the eyes of men, and having that as our focus. So I think that certainly applies to when women come for corporate gatherings to the church, 1 Timothy 2, but it also would have something to say about how we dress always. The idea of not in a wrong way trying to draw attention. Would me wearing a 1970s leisure suit in our day draw a wrong kind of attention to me? Mm-hmm. Well, they're not to be done. I can guarantee you I will not do that unless there's some kind of special makeup type occasion or having to wear a costume. But then is it also not wrong for women to knowingly show too much flesh? And is it not also then wrong for any ostentation. Hey, look at me, how I dress. Well, we're going to come back to this, I know, in another episode, and hopefully we'll be able to deal with some guidelines. But at least to answer the question, what does it mean dress modestly? What means good sense? Joe, brother, take it away.
Now, I agree with you when you say to dress modestly means at its core to dress not in a way to draw attention to yourself or to your appearance. Don't dress in such a way as is likely to draw attention to yourself, because the one thing that you want people to know about yourself is not how wealthy you are, not what good taste you have, not how physically attractive you are. You want people to see in you a person who loves God and aims to please God. If that's true, then that means that a wealthier woman will not dress in a gaudy, luxuriant manner in order to make people take special notice of her. For a couple of reasons. For one thing, you don't want to dress, if you have more than others, you don't want to dress in a way that would shame those who have less than you. Now, let's face it, disparity will exist. Some will be richer, some will be poorer, some will be able to dress more luxuriantly. Others will not be able to do that. And so the wealthier need to be careful that your dressing does not highlight that disparity. You don't want to put to shame those who don't have as much as you do. And Paul says something like that in I think in one of the Corinthian epistles. Your clothing is not for showing off. And if we make people take too much notice of us, we detract from that glorious God whom we need to be showing them, who is the very one they need to see. Usually when we talk about dressing modestly, it doesn't, as you've pointed out so well, Lee, doesn't necessarily refer to this in scripture, but when we talk about dressing modestly, what usually we mean is that the dress does not show off the body that God has given or draw attention, unnecessary attention to that body in such a way as can often be the occasion of of tempting someone else to sin. And of course, while generally we're referring to the woman dressing in a way that would tempt the man to sin, it can also work in the other direction. When you're talking about that context, or any context really, to dress modestly simply means not to dress in, or to dress in such a way so as not to draw unnecessary attention to yourself, either pridefully or sensually, but rather you're seeking to honor God in your manner of dress. That's all I'll say on it. Lee, you covered it well. I'm done.
I did use Google to look up what a 1970s leisure suit was. And I will agree that it is not good sense to wear such an outfit in today's day. Thank you for that good example, brother, and for the excellent illustration to help us understand the scriptural usage of modesty. We hope that this conversation on dressing modestly has been useful to you. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we're going to talk about some principles that can be implemented to make sure that we're doing this. Dressing modestly, that is. If you have any questions related to this subject, feel free to submit them to pastorsinbox@cbtseminary.org. And until next time, we wish you grace and peace. God bless.